We have some reason to have hope. There is a political will to take action against the attacks that people with albinism are facing in many countries, all of which at this point are reported from sub-Saharan Africa. And that hope is found in this regional action plan, which I developed with multiple stakeholders across the continent, from grassroots civil society groups to international development organizations. And we developed this plan over the course of last year, 2016, in conjunction with the African Union Human Rights Commission and the African Union Political Affairs Branch. So this was a true collaboration in the spirit of the Sustainable Development Goals, you know, Partnership for Development. So we are very happy and proud that this is Africa's solution for what looks like an African problem.
What does this plan entail?
The Regional Action Plan is 15 concrete measures that are very practical. And we got them from the recommendations that have been made from various UN and AU bodies and other international bodies. And we condensed those rather lofty recommendations in most cases into concrete practical things, such as provide iron bars and on the windows and doors of people with albinism in the rural areas where these attacks tend to happen. We also recommended providing some support to mothers of children with albinism as soon as they have babies. So training of midwives, including the local midwives, to give support to mothers so that they are not pressured into infanticide or pressured into not being able to advocate for themselves for what they need. So we also made recommendations such as providing cement to people who have lost their loved ones, so who have albinism, so that their graves are not robbed, because there's a lot of cases of grave robbery, people trying to sell the bones of people with albinism for money. So these are some of the very practical steps. And one I should also add is in the Regional Action Plan, it's legal reform, particularly in the area of trafficking in body parts. Right now, trafficking laws protect against trafficking in persons, but body parts are not covered in a sense. So we need legal reform to cover that gap. Also, witchcraft laws need to be reformed as well to protect people from this harmful practice that comes from witchcraft.
You mentioned there's hope because there's a good news and political will, but what are the persisting challenges?
The persistent challenges is implementation. As you know, there is a crisis of implementation when it comes to human rights in the region. So sometimes even when there's political will, which is not always the case, so we're glad we have it here. What seems to be lacking now is where to go from here, the implementation. Some countries are doing better than others, but the majority seems to be struggling for various reasons. So one of the challenges is strategic implementation, getting the resources and then coordinating resources so that they actually spread out in how they are used to implement the regional action plan. So I'm willing to take a lead role in ensuring implementation, but not without strategic partners, not only in government, but also outside of government. I'm trying to aim more for private citizen participation so that we can have more of a boost initially that government can hopefully take over. So I would say implementation is our biggest challenge, but also there's opportunity. So I'm hopeful.
But what do you think international community should do to help?
International community could continue to give the issue support in terms of advocacy. At the UN level, we have several experts and several committees speaking on the issue. So we have the normative structure that has been reported and spoken about and advocated for. What we need now is international partners in terms of action. So, for example, we need more investigation into who is behind the attacks, the mastermind. Just having police from one country go to, I don't know, a country in East Africa or Southern Africa to train police there on investigation techniques or preventive strategies, because the Regional Action Plan focuses a lot more on prevention than in reaction. So we also need co-implementers of the Regional Action Plan, so private sector, international organizations, to come in and be a co-implementer with my mandate in making sure the Regional Action Plan takes off. So the international cooperation, technical support, and co-implementation is where we need the international community at this point, yeah.
And lastly, what's your message for the day?
Well, the theme for this year's Albinism Day, today, I suppose for the whole week, is advancing with renewed hope. That's coming from a place of true regard for what we have achieved, even though we have subsisting challenges like the attacks continue. The truth is the aggregate number seems to decrease in some countries. So there's reason for hope, even though there are still challenges. We have also come a long way in terms of awareness. It's growing, even though there's still more work to do. So where from the vantage point we're standing right now, things look more optimistic than before, even though we know that there's still a lot of work to do. We just have to take a moment to pause and realize that there is hope.